Pinagpalang araw po para sa ating lahat at purihin po ang Panginoong Diyos at tayo po'y magpapatuloy sa ating aralin ng Puso ng Kampiyon, Season 2. Kung sa Season 1 po nakita ho natin yung kahalagahan ng clear heart, collaborative heart, committed heart, ganyan po at maging character building heart. Ngayon po ay napaka-importante rin nating pag-usapan sa Season 2 naman ay yung pong mga choosy heart, yung creative heart. At ngayon po ang ating pong pagdidiinan ay ang bahagi ng courageous heart. Itong courageous heart ay hahatiin po natin sa dalawa, ano ho, kasi ito po ay importanteng bagay na mapag-usapan. Ngayon, sa ating pong pag-uusap na ito, maasa po ako na ito po ay maging tulong ho sa atin, lalong-lalo na that we are in a very fearful surroundings. No? Sa mga tao po, talong-halo na ho yung takot. Nandiyan na ho yung takot sa pandemya, yung pagkasakit, COVID, takot mamatay, takot. Ang dami-daming mga issues na kinakatakutan. So yun po yung mga bagay na minsan nakakaparalisa sa marami sa atin to become better and to always and to achieve what we're supposed to be accomplishing. Kaya ho maraming tao natatalo sa buhay at hindi lang sa larangan ng buhay, even in the other field of, let's say, in the area of athletics, in the area of mga exams or mga quizzes, mga contest, marami o competition, marami natatalo hindi dahil hindi sila magaling, but because of their inability to handle fear. Kaya ho, itong fear na to, it's a reality. Kaya kailangan ho itong bagay na maharap. Kaya muli po ako nagpapasalamat sa mga taga-subaybay po natin sa Security Bank at ganyan din po sa iba't ibang bahagi po ng mundo at iba't ibang kumpanya dito sa Pilipinas. Thankful po ako sa mga patuloy po ninyong pagsama sa amin. At umaasa po ako that as we were studying, ito po ay hindi lang makakatulong sa inyong personal na buhay, kundi sa inyo as a corporation, as a company. Kasi ito po ay crucial sa ating pong pangkalahatang pamumuhay o pangkalahatang area ng ating pamumuhay. Kaya po, pahintulutan po ninyo kung pag-usapan natin ngayon yung area po ng courage. Naalala ko po, maging si Joshua, when he was chosen to lead Israel, and he was chosen to lead Israel to the promised land. Alam niyo ho, ito pong amazing na encouragement sa kanya ng Diyos. Sabi niya, I promise you that no man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Yan po yung makikita sa Joshua chapter 1. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you and I will not fail you or forsake you. Now imagine, here is Joshua replacing Moses. Si Moses po, yung leader that really showed a lot of miracles, great things that he did before the eyes of the Israelites. Obviously, they will easily listen to him. He was able to to divide the Red Sea, tapos lakad sila roon, and he did so many things pa na talagang amazing. And yung kanyang leadership, syempre kakaiba. And here is Joshua, his disciple, bigla hong siya na yung magte-take ng lead. And kung matatakot siya, paano niya mapapanalunan at maitatawid yung mga tao sa promised land? And God was telling him, kung paano ko sumama kay Moses, because he did all of those because of me. Ngayon, huwag ka matakot, sabi niya. Kaya ang tanong niya, be strong, sabi ni God, be strong and courageous, for you shall give these people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Yun ang pangako niya. Kaya nga, only, inulit pa ulit niya, only be strong, sabi niya. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to the law which my Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn it to the right or to the left so that you may have success whatever you go. So ito lang ang promise niya. I want you to be courageous, but I want you to trust me. Kasi ang totoo niyan, yung trust at saka yung courage, ano yan eh? Magkakadikit. At yung fear, ganun din. Kasi if you trust God, meaning you are to give your 100% fear of God, na para yung other fears, wala na. Ibig sabihin, if you have 100% fear of God, obviously, wala nang percentage na maiiwan for other things, no? Pa to be afraid of anything. Kasi wala na, nasa Diyos na lahat eh. Kaya sabi ng Lord, if you trust me, obviously if you do fear me, and you believe that I can do all things that I promised you, then you are giving reverential fear on me. Now, kung you trust me, then obviously, ano pang fear na dapat maiwan sa iba? Yan. Kaya sabi niya, but I'm not saying na the moment na wala, na courageous ka na, wala ka na talagang totally fear of anything, no? Baka ma-misinterpret ninyo ako. What I'm saying is this, yung courage mo is your ability to move forward because you are looking at God, and yung presence ng fear in your heart, di ba? Kahit nandoon yan, you keep on moving forward because you are your fear of God. Parang ganito, pag sinabi mong tatay mo, alika, lumapit ka dito, nung bata ka pa lang, lumapit ka dito, kundi tatama ka sa akin. Kahit may takot ka sa iba, na kaya aso, huwag ka matakot sa akin, tumingin ka sa akin. Sa takot mo sa tatay mo, kahit meron ka pang nararamdamang fear, yung nag-o-overwhelm na yung fear mo sa tatay mo, sumunod ka na sa tatay mo. Para yung kaya yung takot sa mga ibang bagay, parang nawawala. Parang hinahakbangan mo, parang you are keeping for moving forward, despite the presence of the fear na nararamdaman mo. So, kaya ang ibig ko sabihin, when you have courage, it is not totally losing all feelings of fear. The feelings may be there, but yung fear in itself, natabunan na ng fear mo sa Diyos. Kaya if you have that 100% fear of God, matatabunan yung ibang fear. Kaya yung feeling of fear of other things, parang nalalagpasan mo na kasi nakatingin ka doon sa mas kinakatakutan mo at sinusunod mo siya. So, yun ang full challenge natin. Kaya sabi ng Bible, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you will be careful to do everything written in it. Then your way will be what? Prosperous, and you will have success. Now, bakit po importante yan? Kasi if you do fear God, if you want, you need to have that faith to believe that whatever God promised, He will accomplish. So, yun po yung ating challenge. Kaya sabi niya, inulit-ulit, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So, yun ang isang amazing, parang, kung naniniwala ka, nakasama mo ako, at ako yung mas makapangyarihan kahit sa anumang bagay, at sino mang tao, then, you don't need to be afraid of them. Kasi, sa akin ka nakasalalay. Kaya nga ho, sa dami nating kinakatakutan, ang tanong lagi, sinong kasama mo? Kasi, ang dami nating parang solution. We're trying our best, no, to find solution to to overcome our fears. Pero, ang tanong lang lagi, are you parang conscious of who is with you? Parang if you know that God is with you and He will not forsake you and He will surely accomplish what He promised you, naku, wala kang dapat kakatakutan. Doon ka, kaya tuloy ka. Kahit ulitin ko, you may have still the feelings of fear, but that feeling of fear, matatabunan, no? Matatabunan ng fear mo sa Diyos. Yung trust mo sa Diyos. Yung trust natin sa Panginoon, yung faith natin sa Panginoon Diyos. Yung kanyang-kanyang gawin. So, yun po yung ating po na dapat na basic principle in order for us to win. Kasi promise ng Lord yun that you will be successful and you will be prosperous. Now, so anong kagawin natin ngayon? Ang unang palatandaan ng ating courage is our ability to take 100 responsibility for our life. Now, bakit kamo? Kasi even if God tells us that He will not leave us nor forsake us, we still have to either obey Him or trust Him. 100%. You cannot just blame God and say, Lord, ang labo mo, hindi mo naman tinupad yung part ng deal mo. Hindi yun ang sinasabi ng Diyos. Ang sinasabi ng Diyos, surely I will do that. But you have to follow me. You have to trust me. So in other words, you need to take full responsibility of your choice, of your decision. Kaya nga most people, they could not have a choosy heart. They could not be decisive because of fear. Because they have no courage. And some people, they could not be creative and they could not even try to be creative because they do not have courage to do it. Kaya nga, we need to take full responsibility. Somebody said this, you must take personal responsibility. You cannot change the circumstances, the seasons, or the wind, but you can change yourself. Yun ang sabi niya. Kaya nga, importante yan, sabi niya, parang, wow, since you cannot change everything, but at least once you're changed, and your perspective is changed, your action is changed, for sure, magbabago yung yung approach mo sa buhay, and you would have a different result. Kaya nga ho, you must, and we must, take 100 for responsibility. Kasi, if we don't have courage, we will not take full responsibility of our action. Sample, naalala niyo si Adam when he ate the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, he did not take full responsibility because he was afraid. Ano ang sabi niya? And I was afraid of God. Eh, yung afraid pa naman, dapat yung fear na yon would draw us to God. Dapat yun ang fear na positive, yun ang fear na healthy. But if the fear brings us away from God, yun ay evil fear. Are you following? Kaya nga, if you are being drawn to God because of your fear, that is a positive fear. Kasi napapalapit ka sa Diyos, hindi ka napapalayo. Kaya you need to take full responsibility. Ngayon, ito si Adam, because of his fear, he blamed, no? He blamed Eve. Si Eve naman, he blamed the serpent. So they did not take full responsibility because of lack of courage. Kaya nga ho, ito ang number one challenge for us. If we want to be champions, then we need to take full responsibility. When we have problems, when we stumble, so let's say nag-stumble tayo sa isang bagay, don't fix the blame, but fix the problem. Kaya ho, it takes courage to do that. Kaya isa sa mga myth na dala-dala ng maraming tao sa atin, even in the area of our government, in the area, kaya tayo na frustrated, parang we are expecting, we tend to feel that we are entitled to have a great life. Now, the leaders that we choose in life, parang we want them to put food on our table. We need to take that full responsibility. Hindi sila gagawa noon. Kaya nagtaka ako, meron pang isang lumabas na kumakalat na video na TikTok about doon sa pantry. Ang sinasabi niya, ano ba kami? Kambing ba kami na nagbibigay kayo ng mga gulay sa community pantry? That puro dilata lang ang binibigay mo. Teka muna, these people, they're just helping us. Parang, if you don't want that, then don't go to that pantry. Why are you blaming these people who are giving? Pagkatapos, nagre-reklamo ka, nagbibigay lang, kusang loob lang yun. Kunyari, kung ikaw bibigyan ba kita ng kusang loob ko, bigyan kita ng pagkain at gulay ako, vegetarian ako, magre-reklamo ka ba na yun ang meron ako? Parang huwag ka na magreklamo. Pero sabi mo, kami, kambing ba kami? Parang that attitude, nakita ko kaagad na, parang that's an attitude of entitlement. Parang you're entitled to receive from people who have. Hindi nila obligasyon to help us. It is our responsibility to find ways to feed ourselves. Ganun din sa buhay. When we have problems, hindi natin isisisi sa ibang tao. We need to have the courage to face the music and to really understand. Teka muna, ano ba ang dapat kong ginagawa? Ano ba dapat kong ginagawa? Kaya nga, kung meron isang lesson na dapat nating maintindihan, if you want to have a quality life, if you want to have winning life, then be responsible. Take the full responsibility. Bakit? Even, sabi, God will bless us. Now, isipin nyo, but we have to follow Him. That's our responsibility. Let us not just blame the Lord and say, ang labo ni God. No, hindi. Sumunod ka sa Diyos, 100%, and you will see that God is really faithful to His words. Yun ang sinasabi niya rin kay Joshua. Yun din ang sinasabi niya sa ating lahat. You see, if there's someone who is to be blamed for our present condition, it is none other than ourselves. Tayo, ikaw, ako. May problema, hindi ka masaya sa opisina, huwag mo sisihin ang kumpanya. Ikaw yun, because to be happy, to be joyful is a choice. It's your personal choice. Diba? Hindi mo pwedeng sisihin yung boss mo, hindi mo pwedeng sisihin yung tao sa paligid mo. If you don't have a good family life, don't blame your wife, don't blame your children. It is your responsibility to make your environment happy and as in successful. Hindi yan ibabasa mo sa iba. Kaya maraming tao, bigong-bigo because they always fix the blame and not the problem. They always blame the wife for their unhappy married life or their spouse, I should say. Hindi lang yung wife, kundi even husband. They will blame their situation. They will blame the children na wala silang magawa. So, totoo lang, tayo ang magiging responsible dyan. Bakit yung ibang pamilya maayos? Dahil ba mas magaling sila? No, because they took their responsibility seriously. Kaya nga, if you want to be successful, if you want to be champion, you have to take 100 responsibility for everything that you experience in your life. Yan. Yan po ay kasama dyan level ng achievements mo. Kasama dyan resulta ng produce mo. Kasama dyan quality ng relationship mo. Kasama dyan ang state ng iyong kalusugan, iyong physical fitness, maging ang iyong income. Kasama dyan ang iyong utang. Kasama dyan ang iyong pakiramdam. Everything kasama yan. Even in your spiritual life, kasama yan. It is your responsibility. It is our responsibility. Yes, it is not easy. In fact, most of us, na-condition na natin ang sarili natin that the reason why we're suffering is because of them, because of others, because of the situation. Kaya nga, yan ang malungkot. We blame our friends, we blame the media, we blame the leadership, we blame our co-workers, we blame the lack of money, we blame our spouse, we blame the weather, we blame the economy. Lahat sinisisi nila. At hindi nila nang tiningnan sarili nila. E kaya ito po ay napakahalagang bagay. Ano ho? Yung pong susi, yung po susi ng ating tagumpay, yung ating pagiging kampyon, wala yan sa coach. Tayo yan. Coach is just a help. Tayo pa rin ang lalaban. Hindi yung coach. Di natin pakinggan yung coach, wala tayong pakinig tayo sa coach at magkamali yung coach, tayo pa rin ang nangyari. Kaya we need to take full responsibility. 100% responsibility for everything. Ulitin ko, hindi yan madali. Napakahirap yan. Pero, ang Diyos napakabuti to help us in fulfilling our responsibility. Kaya nga, ano una natin gagawin?
Yan
ang una. Ano ang number one nating gagawin to take full courage? Let us give up giving excuses. Tigilan natin mag-excuse. Tigilan natin mag-excuse. Tingnan nyo ha. Responsibility natin, huwag mag-alala. So, ano mga excuses natin? Eh, nagmundang mga pangyayari. Now, ano sabi ng Diyos? Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. So ano sinasabi niya? I've given you already the promise. Have no anxiety. Pray. Tell me everything that you're concerned about. Tell me that causing you worry. And begin to praise and thank God. Diba? Sabihin mo, lista mo lahat. O, number two. Sabi niya, o, sige, ano pa problema? Eh, hindi ako marunong eh. Di mag-aral ka. Be responsible. Wala akong ma-apply ng trabaho eh. Kasi sa skills na inaral ko noon, parang wala eh. Wala akong magawa. Then, find new skills. In other words, wala na tayong excuse. Pero, nakakapag-YouTube tayo. Then, we can also watch mga trainings where we can improve ourselves. So, wala na po excuse. Ang totoo nga, sobrang blessed tayo ngayong mga panahon na to. Kasi we can learn a lot of things. Doon ka na YouTube, dahil matututunan. Pati skills on how to do something. Parang how to do a project. A certain project, pwede mong hanapin sa internet. Sobrang dami na nating resources para isabihin pa natin wala tayong magagawa. Kaya let us give up all excuses. Andyan na yan. Kaya tatandaan natin, ang buhay, it's a matter of circumstances plus your responses equals your outcome, equals the result, equals the what the desired. For example, if your desired outcome, yung response mo ang napaka-crucial, di ba? Your circumstance, your response, kaya nga response ability, your ability to respond. So napaka-importante niyan. So you cannot blame the event, okay? But because if you do blame the event, obviously the response mali, kaya yung outcome mo masama. Ngayon ano pa? You cannot also simply just say or blame the outcome. Tanungin mo ano yung response. Kaya check your response. Kaya pansin po ninyo, even in the days ng mga sa Amerika noon, very inspirational sila. Yung pong naalala niyo yung mga atleta who became well known despite yung discrimination nila sa mga blacks, and look at them now. Diba, sino magagaling na atleta sa kanila? Puro blacks. because they tried their best. May minsan sabi ito, grabe, buti pa yan, oh, galing-galing, oh, naging ano, sikat na basketballista, sikat na ano, yun lang ginagawa, naglalaro. Hindi yan lang naglalaro. They became responsible for what they did. Kasi ang dami naman matatangkad, bakit hindi lahat naging mahuhusay na basketballista? Di ba? Iniisip-isip ko lang, tingnan nyo nga po isa sa pangasikat na basketballista sa NBA, hindi naman matangkad, hindi naman malaking katawan, pero he changed the game. In other words, he find a way to become better that is fit to him. He's not as athletic as the other basketball players, yung mga common na athletic na type ng mga katawan. In parang, wow, pero ang laki ng kanyang resulta. Am I referring to whom? Stephen Curry. Kaya nga ho siya naging paborito kong player ngayon eh. Kasi siya yung maliit, siya yung ano hindi ganun ka-athletic yung katawan, kaya nakaka-inspire siya sa marami. Kasi unlike sila LeBron, ang lalaki talaga ng katawan eh. Parang walang excuse. Tapos parang kaya nila makipagbunuan na bugbugan sa loob. Di ba? Eh, ito hindi. Parang hindi mo ine-expect na meron siyang may gagawa doon sa loob eh. Parang kawawa eh. Hindi naman siya ganun kalaki, hindi naman siya ganun, as in, buti sa height at saka sa, ano, sa, ibig sabihin, sa kanyang physical, ano, kanyang physique, yung ganyan, di ba? Kaya, napaka-inspiring, kaya bakit? Responsibility. Eh, tanong nyo, how hard he is in his practice. Grabe, talagang malupit ang kanyang training. Now, bakit? He is trying his best to be responsible. Now, kaya nga, if you don't like the result of your work and the result of your life, then be courageous enough to change your response. Be courageous enough to admit your and our responsibility. We need to be courageous enough to say, I have no one else to blame but myself with my condition. Ano po ang pinaka ano? Then be courageous enough not to make any excuses. Be courageous enough to admit what you lack, to admit what you need to learn, to admit that you don't know everything. Be courageous enough to admit that you need God. Be courageous enough to admit that we need people. Be courageous enough, di ba? To admit that we are the one wrong. Kaya minsan di natin matanggap tayo mali eh. Kaya be courageous enough to admit na we do not as in own all knowledge in life. We need each other. See, everything we experience today is the result of our choices we made in the past. Kaya nga, those are courageous choices in your life. Ulitin ko ha, huwag mo sabihin, wala akong trabaho ngayon, wala akong magagawa, natanggal ako sa trabaho, wala na akong magagawa. Hindi yan totoo. Meron kang magagawa. Kung meron nga pong mga Nick Vujicic na walang kamay, walang limbs, walang paa, can be successful, can be used by God for His glory. Kung meron mga tinatawag, mga tao na may kapansanan and yet they are able to be productive and to even produce on their own, pero wala tayong dahilan not to be able to become champions ourselves. Don't blame people, don't blame the circumstances, but start taking the full courage to be responsible to what to be responsible to our situation. Ulitin ko ha, yung outcome ng buhay natin, yung resulta ng buhay natin is accumulation ng choices natin. But if you want to have a better outcome, then be courageous enough to take full responsibility. And I hope that we would be responsible enough pagdating sa langit. Wala natin sin, eh, pastor kasi, mali tinuturo eh. Eh, yung kasi, yung ano yun, natukso ako eh. Hindi. Ito lang ho, aharap tayo sa Diyos and we will give an account to God individually because we are to take full responsibility of our actions. Kaya ano po ang susi? Be courageous. Be courageous. As in, do not tremble. take courage, because our God will not forsake us. Our God will always be with us. Kausapin natin siya. Ask Him to guide us. Ask God to guide us. Ask the Lord to lead us. And be responsible to follow Him 100%. God bless us all.